Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here in Real Science. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, for those of you who tuned in the last hour, looking for Rick Green. He wasn't here, but we had some fun with some of his videos. However, we did connect, and we're going to bring him in the next hour. You got, because I don't want you to miss it. I mean, America's birthday is right around the corner. And you've heard how terrible we are, right? What a nasty lot we are. How bad this country is. And it's all a bunch of lies. And that's why you see what's happening. That's why you're seeing what's happening in the streets today. It's not because these kids, you know, really, truly hate America, hate the U.S., they've been taught to. They've been given misinformation of what this country is and what it's done. I still don't understand why you would want to turn this place into the same place you left. Many of you left real, to put it in the terms of the president, real crap holes to come here. You know, most of the people that came here, your parents' generation, who actually came here to get away from it, they appreciate us. They know what this stands for. They know what we stand for. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yes, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, as I told you, John Bolton's going to join us. Actually, it's pre-recorded. I don't play games with you guys. I tell you what's going on. And so Bolton will join us later on in this hour. And at first, I wasn't going to do the interview, right? I'm sitting here going, why? I don't like the guy. I don't hate him. I'm allowed to hate him. We hate evil. We hate the evil things that people do. But I got to thinking about it. Everybody's going to throw him foo-foo curveballs. I know that that Tucker didn't, and that's cool. Right? But the reality is, who's going to call him out on some of this stuff? Now, what I learned a while back when I was interviewing Jeff Sessions, you see, when you get these interviews, a lot of times, unless you're Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson, what they do in these interviews is they say, hey, you know, the ambassador would love to come on your show and to discuss his new book. And here's a list of potential questions you could ask. In other words, here's a list of questions you could ask. If you screw up, we may not bring somebody back on. So I got the questions, kind of looked at him and said, yeah, okay, whatever. These are the same questions he gets asked on a regular basis. These are the same questions that when you look at what people are doing, you know, when he's on other shows, same questions. And frankly, I'm tired of hearing them. I want some other answers. And you'll see in the interview, I mean, I get it. He's been called a warmonger, right? All he wants to do is go to war all the time. So I told him, I said, hey, You've been accused of being a warmonger. You want to go to war with North Korea? You want to be preemptive with China? You want to go through the whole list. Prove it's not true. But you'll hear it when I play the interview. You'll hear it. But how about a little bit of information on John Bolton? Right? Is he telling the truth? And again, let's not forget, he's got a horrible career. And please, let's be clear here. I'm not a fan of his. I didn't hide that from the person who brought him along, but I'm not going to be adversarial with him or just be nasty towards him. Bolton's book puts him, you know, in the Trump administration. The name of the book is The Room Where It Happened, an accurate account of what he saw in the White House as national security advisor. The answer is yes. It's a valuable historical record. Now, listen, it's from his point of view, but remember, this is a snapshot in time. It's his perception of what took place. This book is going to outlast many of us. Other books will outlast everywhere. Outlast a lot of people. So that's why you have to have guys like me and other people out there, I won't say setting the record straight, but putting out the other perspective, the other point of view, if you would. However, many people say he's one of the most deceitful. Again, I don't know the man. Just be clear here, okay? But many say he's one of the most deceitful men in D.C. That's a big deal. Notice how CNN, though, and MSNBC, the ABC, the EFG, now, he is their favorite person. He's wonderful. Couldn't stand him before. The Dems couldn't stand him before. Bolton's also extremely intelligent by the standards of the right wing, and he's taken a keen sense of his own self-interest. His lies in the past have always been about people and nations weaker than him. Right? He always picks on people he knows can't fight back. He's no truth-telling hero. Remember that going into his book. You know, think of all the books that have been written against President Trump. And none of them, not a one of them, has held water. Not a one. Matter of fact, there were several books that came out where people from inside the White House that said, hey, that never happened. We didn't do that. That's not what was said. You're hearing the same thing now before Bolton's book even hits the shelves. This was a man who strenuously supported the Vietnam War, yet ducked it by joining the National Guard. Talk more about John Bolton, setting up the interview after the break. Joe Pitino, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
This shit, that ice cold Michelle fight for that white goat. This one for them hood.
We are back. Well, I'm back anyway. How about you? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855. 732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I mean that sincerely. Like I said, for those of you who want to hang out, guess what we're going to do next hour? Rick Green is going to join us. Later on in this hour, we're going to have John Bolton join us on, interview on his new book. But I want to make sure we know who this guy is. Many of you, you hear me say all the time, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I've told you, don't just look at Twitter or whatever. You know, President Trump has a really bad habit as far as I'm concerned. And that is when, I realize he's trying to be loyal and that kind of stuff, but when he first brings people on, they're great, they're wonderful, got to have this guy the whole nine yards. And then when he fires them, when they screw up, he was bad from day one, he was the worst thing. I mean, I know where that comes from. It comes from your gut. You're mad. You're irritated because you trusted somebody. You thought nobody, Mr. Trump, I know you don't listen to the show, but President Trump, nobody, or I let me rephrase this. Very few people have your back. Very few people are going to go to the wall for you. Now, I know you got a lot more money than me, and you're a successful businessman, that kind of thing. But in this business, you're gone in 4 years. Or five, whatever it works out to be. And they're still going to be in D.C. See, the reality, the foundation of people who work in D.C., if you work for congressman or senator or such, the rule of thumb is don't lie. You see, if the congressman lies or the senator lies, they're going to get thrown out of office. There's nothing really majorly drastic that's going to happen to them. But if you lie as a worker in D.C., you'll never work again. Not in D.C. you won't anyhow. It just happens to be this, as serious as the situation. Anyhow, back to Bolton. Right, again, he supported he strenuously supported the Vietnam War, but he did what he could to avoid it. Kind of confusing, right? I mean, one of his oldest impacts on U.S. politics, and least known, was his role as a baby right-wing lawyer destroying post-Watergate campaign finance reforms. In Bolton's memoir, he writes proudly of his efforts on the lawsuit, Buckley versus Valeo, which resulted in a 1976 Supreme Court decision that was more important than Citizens United. The ruling struck down limits on campaign finance. Right? Self-funding by super-rich candidates. Bolton said that everybody knew the decision in Buckley versus Valeo could determine the future shape of America's politics, but he was right. Right, without Buckley versus Valeo, Donald Trump would never have been able to spend tens of millions of dollars of his own money. Wouldn't have happened. Bolton also likes to tout who he's worked for. You know, Reagan and the two Bushes. He held a lot of different positions with Reagan. Right, one administration obsession was killing international regulations on marketing of baby formula in countries without clean water. A subordinate later on wrote that when she refused to help with the project, Bolton shouted that Nestle was an important company, that he was going to give me a direct order from President Reagan. Then he tried to fire the subordinate, but he couldn't do it. So he moved into a different office, totally out of his way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anyway, let's go through some other issues. Issues of his. I don't know if I want to put it that way. You know, he's been called many things. People talk about this guy from, and again, I'm laying this out for you because I want you to know who this man is. Right, the strident Bush administration neoconservative remains an unapologetic cheerleader of the 2003 Iraqi War, which the U.S. president himself once lambasted as a big mistake. This was according to the BBC. The Republican was also once memorably branded by the cable television, CNN host, as a massive neocon on steroids. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul, he described Bolton in an op-ed that he wrote, hell-bent on repealing virtually every foreign policy mistake the U.S. has made in the last 15 years. Right? I mean, the man was into war. Now, President Bush dismayed, he had diplomats around him that were upset when he named Mr. Bolton as the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. And over 100 U.S. envoys signed a letter urging senators to reject the nomination. Bolton is not a well-liked man in D.C. by either side. Well, now the Democrats love him. Remember, if you recall, President Bush used a recess appointment to push him in because he knew he couldn't get him past the Senate. So he waited He appointed him during a recess, as I said, a recess appointment. And the Senate Democrats, even a few Republicans, blocked the move. They refused to confirm Bolton, and he had to step down. Not like he was bringing a lot to the table, right? Now, he wanted to be involved pretty much in everything in the Middle East. That's what got Trump crazy. He didn't want to be, look at, whether you like him or not, President Trump has not started any new wars, right? He was not having himself dragged into another war. And that's all Bolton was trying to do. In early 2019, apparently Bolton tried dragging the U.S. into a war with Venezuela. Why would you do that? Like, we weren't spread thin enough. The article went on to say, as he briefly weighed his own run for U.S. presidency in 2016, Bolton called it an op-ed for Iran to be bombed. Doesn't sound like a guy that's looking to bomb things, right? Looking to take over. In an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal, this is shortly before he was appointed as Mr. Trump by Mr. Trump, he set out the case for a preemptive strike on North Korea. So let's see, he wants to do, let's bomb Iran, and we're done there, we'll move over to North Korea. Hey, Charlie, how many of those 1950 bombs do we have left? We can have a field day, we'll get rid of some of these things. After rejoining the White House, however, Bolton, he tempered back his tone, saying, you know, you have to know in advance the president's views are not always yours. Joe Mancini, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House continues to defend the failure to brief President Trump on the reported Russian program that paid the Taliban to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany.
It was a career CIA officer with more than 30 years tenure who made the decision not to brief it up, and the National Security Advisor agreed with that decision. She's an excellent officer and does great work, and made the decision not to brief it up. It was the right decision to make, and at this moment as I speak to you, it is still unverified.
The president is under growing pressure from lawmakers of both parties to provide more answers about the intelligence and the U.S. response, or the lack of one. President Trump says he doesn't believe the intelligence is true.
And I'm sure I don't see many things that they don't think rose to the occasion. This didn't rise to the occasion.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. Hey, I hear that New York City's going to be in a bunch of money here shortly. Yeah, AOC's all for defunding the police. You heard it, right? Defund the police means defunding the police. No budget tricks. Oh, God. These are the people that want to be in charge. They want to dictate. They don't want to make rules. They don't want to make laws. They don't want to do it the right way. They don't care. All right. So up after the next break, we'll bring on John Bolton. And like I said before, I mean, the reality is, John has not been the most upright guy that we have, right? Or that we have had. Now, he served as the National Security Advisor to President Trump. I guess for what, I don't know, four. Some people say it was 500 plus days. I don't know about that. He worked for, you know, Reagan and Bush, and well, actually both Bushes, Bush 41 and Bush 43. And like I tell people, it doesn't make him an expert. There's plenty of people that have been involved in politics and that kind of thing. They're not experts in these areas. They might be good at their job. A lot of presidents appoint these people because of loyalty, if you would. But again, it doesn't mean that they're perfect at what they do. And we think just because they have some experience, oh, they're going to get us out of trouble. They're going to make it easier for us. Well, actually, no. That's not always the case. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, to show you how crazy this is getting. Talk about free speech being squelched. I had some idiot. I don't even know how to phrase this. He claims to be a Christian. Says that any Christian who has a problem saying Black Lives Matter and wants to jump to All Times Matter should read Luke chapter 15. Yeah, I'm not going to get all religious on you guys, but frankly, Luke chapter 15 has absolutely nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. Nothing. It's about a missing sheep. It's about a shepherd looking for a missing sheep. So I don't know what this guy's drinking or smoking or whatever, but it's really funny how the liberal left, the liberal Christian left, always looks for these stories or these one-liners to support their viewpoint. See, the Bible's very black and white about many issues. There's no gray area. My favorite one, Dr. B and I were talking about it Monday night. was when the adulteress shows up next to Jesus. Now, see, the feminists get all teed off. See, the book was written by a man because where are the Johns? How come they weren't there? Well, because the story isn't about the Johns. That's why. Okay? She was running away from this quote-unquote righteous group. When Jesus told him, hey, yeah, you can stone her, but only the first one without sin can throw the stone. And funny thing happened. All the stones ended up on the floor, and nobody threw them at her. Right? Now, Jesus didn't tell her, hey, see that? Where's your accusers? Go ahead and have fun. I kept them away from you. No. Apparently with Jesus, there was a right and wrong. He said, go and sin no more. In other words, stop doing what you're doing because it was sin. She was an adulteress. She was having sex with a married man. That doesn't mean the man is off the hook. But that's not what we were talking about. That's not what the story is about. There was a dean that was fired from the University of Massachusetts in Lowell. Stupid. Just stupid. Why? Because she tweeted out that all lives matter. Everyone's life matters. Actually, she didn't tweet it out. I'm sorry. She put it in an email. Which is true. It is so true. You know what's really funny? Saying Black Lives Matter doesn't mean you believe that Black Lives matter. Many people are doing it just to get in line. They don't want their stores burned down. They don't want to be beat up. But this University of Massachusetts, Lowell, Dean of Nursing, Leslie Neal Boylan, she issued an email on June 2nd to the School of Nursing in light of the recent anti-racism demonstrations across the country. In a message, Neal told students that everyone's life matters. Days later, she was out of a job. Now, the sources shared with Campus Reform an email which Neal Boylan was allegedly fired. Now, listen to this. Tell me where the problem is here. I'm writing to express my concern and condemnation of the recent and past acts of violence against people of color. Okay, we're good, right? Neal Boylan wrote this in her email. Recent events recall a tragic history of racism, of bias that continues to thrive in this country. All right, nothing, right? Nothing to be upset with. I despair for our future as a nation. If we do not stand up against violence against anyone, we're going to have a problem. Dear SSON community, the email provided to Campus Reform begins, I am writing to express my concern and condemnation of the recent past acts. Right? Again, she's pouring her heart out to these people. And she said, if we don't change the way we do things, we're going to have a problem in the future. She's right. She was on at the very end. She says, you need to stand up against violence against anyone. Black lives matter, but also everyone's lives matter. No one should live or have to live in fear that they'll be targeted because of how they look or what they believe. I'm still trying to figure out what's wrong with this. And it sparked controversy among many who received her email. The letter then was posted to Twitter. You know, the hate group. They in and of themselves are a hate group. So it's just, it goes on and on and on. One little psychobabblist. She says, an upsetting statement made by the dean of nursing. Couldn't even spell nursing right. My God, hopefully she's not filled out anybody's chart, right? The dean of nursing at UMass Lowell, including the statement, all lives matter. It was uncalled for. It shows the narrow-minded people in lead positions. A sad day to be a nursing student. Really? Does it show you where these people are at? Does it show you how off they are mentally? We are nurses. We care for everyone, regardless of race, creed, color, religion, ethnicity, ability, or gender. Or gender preference. The public trusts us. We should peacefully advocate for those who experience inequities and defend those. Listen, You know what you should do? You should do your job. I'm not interested in your political views. I'm not interested in your moral views. Are you a nurse? Did you pass the test? Can you administer the shots the way you're supposed to? That's all I care about. Can you do your job? Again, that's all I care about. Because if you can do your job, if you can administer the shot, then it shouldn't matter. We shouldn't always have to say, well, you know how I feel about color. You know how I feel about this. You know I'm not a racist. You know, we shouldn't have to do that. I'm going to stop doing it. I caught myself doing it. It's wrong. I know I'm not a racist. That's all I care about. I don't care if you know I'm not. I know I'm not a bigot. Don't care if you know it. Right? I mean, do you see what I'm saying here? Because then what you do is you start chasing people around. Go, no, I'm not a racist. Honest to God, I'm not a racist. I'm not doing it. You'll know about my actions. Remember what was the old saying? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Some of you don't believe that. I do. Because if you take the words from where they're coming, that's the value they have. That's why your parents, some of you, your parents were able to hurt you so badly when you were younger, when you were a kid. Because you loved them. You appreciated them. When you have parents that look at you and say, you're useless, you amount to nothing, those are hurtful words. They could have a psychological effect on you later on in life, unless you're stubborn. And you go, no, I'll show them, and you turn your life around. There are plenty of stories like that. But if John Smith at your job tells you you're useless, why do you care? Why do you care? The one thing I've always said, Tammy will back me up, I do not care what people think about me. I love you guys. Thank you for listening to me. Your lives are all precious, so don't take it the wrong way. But I do not care what you think about me. I only care what one person thinks about me. God Almighty, because he's the one I'm going to have to answer to in my last days. I want to be able to look at him and say, you know what? I took what you gave me, and this is what I did with it. That's all I care about. I want to do the right thing with what he gave me. So I'm seeing your host, John Bolton, up after the break. We'll be back in a minute.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Back. You're listening to Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-CHO. 855-732-5563. Be involved in the conversation. Be involved in the solution. Let me get right to it. John Bolton joins me, as I told you he would earlier. Well, I'm joined by Ambassador John Bolton. He served as National Security Advisor to President Trump, public servant who had previously worked for Presidents Reagan and both Bushes, Bush 41 and 43, in his new book, The Room Where It All Happened, a White House memoir. And Ambassador Bolton joins me to discuss. Ambassador Bolton, thank you for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Glad to be here.
Well, we have, I'm actually mad at both parties right now. So if I come off a little edgy, it's because I'm really irritated that we have forgotten that we're Americans first. We think that we're Democrats and or Republicans first. It seems like you've got a love-hate relationship with most people in D.C. And what I hate about D.C. is the D.C. politics. It's like Hollywood. It's the kissy-kissy crowd. When you say something that the Dems are against, you're Satan's brother. But when you say something against Trump, you're God's right-hand man. And remember, they hated you. They wouldn't confirm you several times. And suddenly, they're your best buddy. You know, what is that relationship like between you and them, you and the Dems, you and the Republicans? Because I know you've got an interesting relationship on both sides.
Yeah, well, I think the Dems are continue to be upset that I didn't march to Nancy Pelosi's drummer and participate in their failed impeachment effort, which I thought constituted impeachment malpractice. But look, I think it's important to get out the truth of what I saw happen in the Trump administration, and I know that's going to upset some people, may make others pleased. But the point I'm making here about Trump is that, contrary to what some people on both sides of the political spectrum think, he's not a conservative Republican. I'm not saying he's a liberal Democrat. I'm saying he doesn't operate on the basis of philosophy. And speaking as a conservative Republican myself, what I worry about is that if he's reelected, once he's freed of any obligation to satisfy the base, there's really no constraint on what he might do in a second term. Democrats might find him doing things that, surprisingly, they find a lot more desirable than the base that voted for him.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because I never considered him a conservative Republican, ever. And I think a lot of guys that really looked at the truth of what was going on never did either. But, I mean, with all due respect, Ambassador, you worked for Bush. There are a lot of people, conservatives, that don't believe that Bush was a conservative Republican, with some of the things that he pushed through and allowed to happen. And I think the what you see behind him, or his base, if you would, are seeing him actively get involved in trying to close the borders down, actively get involved in trying to take a stand on immigration. The religious communities across this country see him as a champion for them that they've never had before. So I think that, you know, when you talk about conservative Republican, after Reagan, I don't think we've seen many of those guys in power. Do you?
Well, look, I got my start in politics at age 15, handing out leaflets for Barry Goldwater. So I actually consider myself not a Reagan Republican, but a Goldwater Republican. And, you know, you don't get many like that, and you only get one who gets elected. That's a fact. But I think some of the communities that have supported Trump may find themselves very disappointed in a second term. He's take the religious right for example. He's not motivated by the same faith that they're motivated by, and in a second term, when he's not going to face the voters ever again, it's not at all clear how he's going to come out on things like judicial nominations and so on. And in the in the national security space, as I relate in the book, a number of times he made decisions. I was glad that he did, decisions I agreed with, but he made them not on the basis of the substance of the arguments, but on the risk of the political blowback from members, Republican members of the House and the Senate. So once he has to worry less about that, I think it's much harder to predict what he will do in a second term.
Ambassador Bolton, if you've just joined me, is with me. He served as National Security Advisor to President Trump. His new book, The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir. You know, Ambassador Bolton, forgive me a little bit here, because I know that you're doing a lot of interviews and you're going to get the same questions. But a lot of my listeners are, you know, already on the side of conservatism, and they had some questions that they wanted me to run by you. You know, you're perceived at times as a quote-unquote warmonger. I don't like that term myself. And I believe in being strong for the military. I've got a lot of, you know, military members in the family. But it seems like you want to be on the side of preemptive strikes all the time when it comes to North Korea, China, you know, Russia, the Saudis, and so forth. Give us your real viewpoint of the Middle East. Dispel that rumor, if you would.
Look, that's a gross exaggeration of what I believe, and I think I can say very simply that the Reagan approach of peace through strength is obviously the best way to proceed. When you deal with some countries like Iran, run by a bunch of religious fanatics who are seeking nuclear weapons, or North Korea, where you've got the world's only hereditary communist dictatorship, also seeking nuclear weapons, the thought of American civilians being vulnerable to those means we have to be prepared to defend ourselves. I would rather see regime change in Iran and the reunification of Korea. It's important that we understand where we can negotiate with our adversaries and where we can't. And some of these regimes are never going to give up the pursuit of nuclear weapons. But I think a strong America is also a reliable, dependable, persistent America, not one that looks at the world as a series of discrete transactions, which I'm afraid is the best way to characterize how Trump looks at it.
Well, I want to go back to, I agree with you. We need to have a strong military. You need to be that group when another country says we're going to do A, to go, no, the Americans will get involved and look at what they have. So I'm with you there. But there's been talk that there are times that you want to go into Iraq or Iran or one of those places first and take them out. And that doesn't seem to have worked out so well for us in the past.
Well, a lot of people say a lot of things about my views right. that are simply not true, and I've got I can't stop that.
Right.
But in the 10 years from the time I left as UN ambassador to the time I took the job as national security advisor, I probably wrote over 500 op-eds and articles, and I was on Fox News, once a day for 10 years, roughly on average, sometimes more than that. You know, go and look at what I actually said. And I'd be happy to debate any one of those articles that I wrote or any one of those appearances on TV.
Yeah, I wanted to give you a chance to speak to it because I know it's not a question that's asked that often. All right, you said the president should have been impeached, and we've got like 2 minutes, so quickly, specifically why? Give me one thing he should have been impeached on and what the proof was.
Well, the question I was asked was, would I have voted in favor of the article of impeachment on Ukraine? And the answer is yes, and here's why. He took a legitimate government power, which is disbursement of security assistance to Ukraine, which had enormous bipartisan support in Congress. Every senior advisor of his in the national security space supported providing that assistance, and he withheld it for his own political advantage, to get Ukraine to investigate Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. And I think when you're in the government and there's power, enormous power, maybe some would say too much power in our government, and it's used for personal purposes, that's unacceptable. And that's what bothered me. And I saw a pattern of it in other actions that he took involving Halk Bank in Turkey and Huawei and ZTE in China. And these were things that concerned me greatly as well. So it's, the White House argued that even if he did all those things in Ukraine, it didn't amount to an impeachable offense. That was an argument that prevailed in the Senate, but that's how I saw it, and I describe it in the book.
Well, Ambassador Bolton, good luck with your new book. The book is called The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir, and they can pick it up, I would imagine, at Amazon and other places, correct?
Yes, indeed, and I appreciate your having me on. Thank you very much.
Thanks for being with us. Well, that was easier than you think. but again, if you were listening at all, really paying attention, he's trying to sell a book. If you I know you've heard this before, but if you really wanted to get the message out, if you really want to let people know how bad a president is, then I don't understand. Step up and just do it. Let the book out there. You got to save the country. So put the book out there and let it fly, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Remember, coming up in the next hour, Rick Green. And from rickgreen.com, check it out before he comes on. We're going to talk about a lot of things that happened on the 4th of July, Independence Day, as we call it. And, there was a lot more happening than we even know about. This wasn't a slam dunk by any stretch of the imagination. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up here.